people in your neighborhood, in your neighborhood, in your neighborhood. Say, who are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day?
It's Anna and Raven. If you're not on the Nextdoor app, it's an app that you can download or a website that you can go to, and it's super hyper-local to just your neighborhood, and all your neighbors can post things. Sometimes it's helpful, like, hey, I need a new dentist. Does anybody have somebody they recommend?
I lost my cat.
Yeah, can you help me find my pet? Of course, or I found a pet. But sometimes you read these posts, and you wonder, oh my gosh, how do these people function on a day-to-day basis?
And then you map out the crazy in your neighborhood. Right. You know where those houses are at that point.
I was wondering why that guy on Winthrop always had his window shades closed.
Who mows their lawn in shorts in January?
So what we like to do is select some of these that come up on ours, these posts, and act them out for you. And with the storm, there's been a plethora of material. My favorite is everybody, do you have power? No, yeah. Nobody has power.
Right.
What do you mean? There's 17 right. posts here.
I saw a post. Did anybody else's power go out?
Right.
Nope.
Just yours.
Just 750,000 people
right.
in your area.
Yep, that's it.
Right.
2.4 million people on the East Coast. Nope, just you.
Right.
So this one particularly caught my eye because it was so absurd. You ready?
Yeah, go for it. Here, start us off.
Arthur posts, title, Lost During the Storm. While we were dealing with a tree coming down into our kitchen, my wife lost her green card.
What?
If anyone finds it, please let me know.
Jesse chimes in, Mr. Obvious. I haven't seen it. Please be on the lookout.
Let that
be a public service announcement to everybody.
We have to just take a second
right.
to really think about this.
Where is the placement of the green card?
During the storm,
yes.
your wife lost her green card, but somehow you think your neighbors are going to be able to recover.
Right.
Was she outside hanging from a tree?
Is it in her back pocket at all times?
Right. Somebody should have posted the obvious. Has she checked her purse, you know?
Right, the safe.
Yeah.
How about that? Right.
Diane says, oh, I'm sorry about your home, and I hope your wife's green card is found.
Oh, that's nice.
That's
Mrs.
Nice
positivity.
Yeah.
Joseph chimes in, I did not find a green card, but there's a lawn chair in my bushes. Does this belong to anyone? Picture of a lawn chair in a bush.
Right. Now this has become a lost and found for the neighborhood.
Right,
if
good.
Anyone, this is lawn chair right here. This lawn chair, the picture of it.
Put out the search committee. Lawn chair and green card. Those are the top two on the list.
There's going to be a search group. They're
top,
all going to...
Top two.
They're meeting at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, and they're going to be searching the neighborhood for the owner of this 1977 lawn chair and this green card. But then there's always that one person that comes on the Nextdoor app, and they hijack the whole post,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, okay.
And here comes Yvette. I haven't found a green card, but I was hoping someone would have suggestions for me. I'm in search for a small venue drums for my drum circle.
Oh, good.
10 to 20 persons. We like to meet on Sunday evenings between 5 and 9 p.m. Only need access to one bathroom and enough space not to bother anyone with the sound of people peacefully beating their drums in harmony.
To be fair, all right, you know, when you're not in the mood for drumming, drumming is never something that you want to run into a group of people doing it. It's true.
Indoor or outdoor, while the weather allows. Any recommendations? What? So now we're searching for a place to hold your drum circle, which right. obviously you're peacefully beating your own drums in harmony.
Plus a lawn chair.
And
a green card. That's right.
That's my neighborhood right there. That's what's happening in my neighborhood.
Get your flashlights, people.
Yep.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.